Club Fortune North to reopen mid-April after Poker Palace remodel. Club Fortune North is scheduled to reopen by mid-April after Truckee Gaming completed a full interior remodel of the former Poker Palace in North Las Vegas. The Nevada Gaming Control Board on Wednesday recommended that the Nevada Gaming Commission approve the reopening of the property under Reno-based Truckee Gaming, which acquired Poker Palace on October 1st. If the commission signs off, the property will relaunch as Club Fortune North, marking the 11th casino in Truckee Gaming's Nevada portfolio, which already includes Club Fortune in Henderson. Operations and market strategy. Truckee Gaming says the property received a comprehensive gut renovation intended to shift its image from budget tourist strip style toward a contemporary locals casino. Truckee CEO Ferenc Sony described the transformation as substantial and immediate, saying, "It had the look that if Circus Circus and the Excalibur had a baby, that was Poker Palace. It really needed a dramatic change. We gave it a far more contemporary look. It was a total gut job on the interior, where we had to rip out part of the floor. We're in the process of rebuilding. The company aims to reopen quickly to restore jobs and get operations underway. Former Poker Palace employees will be given hiring preference and will retain their previous seniority where possible." Sony said the property will reopen with roughly 100 employees, down from about 125 under the prior ownership, reflecting Truckee's decision not to restore table games at launch. If construction and systems work allow, the operator plans to bring the casino online, even if some non-critical items remain unfinished. "If we can get it going with 80% of the things going, we would do that," Sony said. Club Fortune North will include Boomer's Sportsbook and, notably, Perry Mutual horse racing wagering. Poker Palace previously offered horse betting, and Truckee chose to retain that product through a partnership with Boomer's rather than remove it. "It's new for us to have horse betting operations," Sony said, adding that the company will treat the offering as an experiment to determine demand among local patrons. As Truckee expands its footprint in southern Nevada, the company is seeking regulatory authority to move slot machines between properties. With this location becoming its 11th casino, Truckee can shift hardware and inventory across its portfolio to match demand and rollout timelines. Regulatory process and local reaction. The NGCB recommendation now heads to the Nevada Gaming Commission, which must grant the final licenses and blue pencil any operational conditions. The commission typically acts on board recommendations at its scheduled hearings. Board Chair Mike Dreitzer questioned Sony about the long-term prospects for gaming in North Las Vegas as Truckee commits capital to the market. Sony framed the move as a bet on a changing local landscape. "I grew up in Las Vegas, and North Las Vegas was a different section of town," he said. "In the last 10 to 15 years, as Las Vegas has seen great growth and renovation, you didn't hear so much about North Las Vegas. In the last couple of years, you hear a lot more about North Las Vegas. It's coming on, and we wanted to be a part of it." Sony compared the opportunity to Truckee's experience in Henderson, where an older neighborhood underwent a turnaround and the company's property benefited from renewed local demand. "We've been looking for another property in the greater Las Vegas area for quite some time," he said. "This one hit because of where it's at. We're pretty optimistic, which is why, when you see what it is to become, it will be a credit to the community and that area that's renovating itself." Local gaming analysts say the reopening comes as North Las Vegas attracts renewed attention from developers and operators looking to capture neighborhood gaming dollars. A streamlined, locals-focused casino with sports betting,
inn, and horse wagering could appeal to regulars rather than tourists, while the absence of table games will reduce staffing complexity and payroll costs at launch. Final approval from the Nevada Gaming Commission will determine whether Club Fortune North can open on Truckee's proposed schedule and begin recruiting former staff and new hires in the weeks ahead.